This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Monday, January the 20th, brought to you by the Iowa Pork Producers Association and the Iowa Pork Congress going on this week in Des Moines. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Of course, we also have the inauguration coming up later on this morning. And so we'll be waiting to see what happens when the markets reopen coming up tomorrow. The grains will start an overnight trade at 7 p.m. this evening, but again, that's usually mostly computer trades. We won't see live trading come back until tomorrow. Well, taking a look at how things ended the week, though, last week, we are seeing that the ag markets were able to undo some of the losses set through Thursday's trade, with a mostly firm session to close the week Friday, led by corn futures, who had made technical gains to trade at the highest level for front-month futures since mid-December of 23. Weather outlooks of the South America is mixed for the moment, with models disagreeing on how much precipitation in dry Argentine growing areas could receive in the next couple of weeks. The market will also prepare for the first day of the Trump administration coming up today, which could include a flurry of executive orders. Corn and soy markets benefited from the reports that President-elect Trump and Chinese President Xi held a phone call to discuss trade and other issues Friday morning. Markets are closed again today in observance of the holiday, which could potentially lead to an explosive reopening this evening, depending on what President Trump does in the hours in between. Outside market influence leaned mostly positive to close the week, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average surging another 500 points in further retracement of losses since early December. Interest rates also eased slightly, although the U.S. dollar index is working to snap a three-day loss. We'll look at the numbers next.
Hi there, Andy Peterson, farm broadcaster at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, inviting you to the 52nd Annual Iowa Pork Congress in Des Moines, January 22nd and 23rd. Join thousands of swine industry professionals at North America's largest winter swine trade show, explore hundreds of exhibitors, connect with industry leaders, and get inspired by keynote speaker Chad Greenway, an Iowa Hawkeye legend and former Minnesota Vikings star. Don't miss this incredible event. Register now at iowaporkcongress.org. That's iowaporkcongress.org. And we'll see you January 22nd and 23rd in Des Moines.
Again, markets are closed for the Martin Luther King holiday. Let's take a look at where they closed on Friday. March corn was up 9 3/4 at 484 and a quarter. March beans up 15 cents at 1034 even. Soy meal was up $2.80 at 297.20. Soy oil up 66 cents at 45.69. I'm Dustin Huffman.